Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I think my sweet tooth is a little more pronounced than yours. Is that a fair assumption?
More pronounced?
I gravitate to the chocolates a little bit more.
Yeah.
Especially if they're on the back table here in the kitchen.
You can't say no.
I can't.
And unfortunately,
post-Easter. A large bucket. And when I say bucket, picture as big as you want, full of Easter candy showed up yesterday morning
at work. It's bigger than a gallon, for sure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gallon of ice cream. It's 2 gallons. 2 gallons of candy arrived in our sphere.
And yesterday, in full disclosure, I had 3 pieces and you had 3 pieces.
Full disclosure, bite size. Yes, you brought 6 pieces back and we...
I brought one of each. There was a Rolo, there was a Reese's. You get the picture.
We had some.
Did you notice how far the water level has gone down bucket in less than 24 hours?
We are all doing that thing where it's like, oh, little piece of candy.
I know. Because it's small, you think you can graze the candy.
Exactly.
You can graze the chocolate.
But when you put something like a cake or donuts, it's easier for people to say like, oh, nope, not going to do that.
I never considered that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point.
The candy is just, it's one piece. It's contained. I can grab the piece and...
And it's on the flight path to the coffee machine, to the fridge.
To the bathroom.
To the bathroom. Yeah. You take one in, one out. Because when I'm like, who... Somebody handfold some.
Yeah.
Because there's also some things in there I'm not going to touch. Like those pastel Tootsie Rolls.
Nope.
I don't like those.
I don't want parade candy on Easter.
Parade candy, no.
No.
I'd rather take a full-size candy bar. Now, I have noticed, too, there's another social construct to this. People are grazing the small pieces. There are 3 large items in there. There are 2 carrots.
Oh, I
They're made
those.
Up of Reese's peanut butter cups.
I always put those in the Easter basket.
Yes.
They're just so cute, and I think them to be delicious.
And there is a larger than normal plastic egg of Starburst jelly beans. Now, what I'm noticing is nobody's brave enough to take that first big item. Those 3 are still in there. I bet 1 goes today.
Eric, what would you do if you were brave?
I would take a candy out of a bucket. Did you take candy from a bucket?
Would you take the big candy?
I took the big candy from a bucket.
Because I'm brave.
Yesterday was just a tiny candy, but today I'm taking the big candy from the bucket.
Yeah, do it, Eric Merida.
Because I'm brave.
Because you're brave.
Look at my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my mom's a bear.
She got bear hair.
She got bear hair. So do my brothers. I got 3 brother bears and my mom's a bear. I can't wait to go Merida that bucket now.
You have to. You have to be brave. Be the person to do it. We're all too scared. You have to be brave.
I'll be brave.
You be brave, take the candy. I'll be brave, do the sleaze.
You'll know I'm being brave when I build my big horse.
So brave. And you know what? We're all doing that thing where it's like, ooh, little piece of candy. Ooh, little piece of candy. It is the week after Easter, right?
Yes.
The baskets were full and now our bellies are.
Everything used to, then it's just like Halloween. Then another basket would magically show up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you would just dump everything in there.
Uh-huh.
And it became communal candy.
I was so excited to do that yesterday. And I was going through my kids' baskets. They ate a lot of candy already. There wasn't a whole lot left for poor old mom.
Were you picking up the grass going, where'd it go?
Yes. Yes. I was going through. I was getting the eggs that were empty. And it's just, they're stuffed back with wrappers.
The candy wrappers are back in the plastic eggs.
Yes.
They didn't make it to the trash.
Monsters. Monsters.
I love it.
Yeah. And the things that are left are the Reese's, which I'm like, what is wrong with you? I don't know.
Those little tiny peanut butter cups?
I actually found like Easter carrots. It's like a peanut butter carrot.
Oh, yum.
Yum.
Well, add those to my bucket.
Put them in your bucket because you're brave. It's actually good for you. Sweet treats, people.
In general?
For your mental health. Oh. Not for your physical. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you?
I thought it was breaking medical news.
You know that they're not good for you. You know the candy is not good for you.
Yeah, but maybe new research came out.
New research? It's good for your mental health.
Having a little bit of leftover candy?
Yeah. Yeah. People who are like, I'm a sweet treat kind of person, have a better attitude towards things. So even if your pants don't fit, at least you have a great positive attitude.
My blood sugar's a little high, but so is my good vibes.
Hey, I'm fun at parties. You gotta look at the glass.
Because I'm living on chocolate right now.
It's so good.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Notice anything different about me?
No. Am I supposed to? Okay, wait. Did you get a beard trim?
No.
Okay, what is going on?
I lost some weight yesterday. Yesterday?
How did you do it? Tell me everything.
I lost 98 pounds yesterday. 98 pounds of paper.
What?
I told you that Shannon and I are retrofitting an office into the guest bedroom we never use.
That's right. Yeah, you get an office.
This is a great opportunity to go through files among files and get rid of bills. Old bills. I had bills dating back to 2016.
Oh, Eric.
I also had documentation from my parents' estates that I'm now 5 years past. I don't need that anymore.
Yeah.
By the time I was done at the shredding company yesterday, they weighed 98 pounds of paper.
Dang.
And I'm not done.
You're not done.
No. I'm mostly done with my personal stuff. I still got a couple boxes of my parents' stuff to go through.
Oh, Lord.
But that was three good, hefty Amazon boxes worth of just paper.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's
Doesn't
no reason
it feel
now.
Good?
It feels fantastic. It's cathartic. I took two full drawers worth of filing cabinets and compressed it to one. And that was just our family bills because I got rid of things that we didn't need from 2016. There's no reason to hold on to that.
No, just get rid of it.
Everything's on. Half the stuff we now just auto pay online anymore. I didn't even get a bill.
Yeah.
So that's also a little odd because I do like having a bit of a, especially when you're dealing with a cell phone company or the internet where like if you lose service, right, or a credit card, you do like having a little bit of a paper trail.
What if I have it? Yeah.
But at the same time, you can go on, print it off. So yeah, it just plop, paper, just felt good.
It feels good to clean stuff out. Like I like to gradually do things like, oh, I'm not wearing this shirt anymore, so I'll just throw it in a basket.
Same with clothing.
Eventually it accumulates, and then when you actually take it somewhere and get rid of it, it's like...
We have probably one of the biggest storage tubs. It's an old Christmas tub we don't use because it's a red lid and it's green, and that is our Take These Clothes to Goodwill tub.
Yeah.
And it sits there for a while, but eventually it gets to the top. You take it upstairs, you go to Goodwill.
Exactly.
Ask for a receipt, tax tip, and then go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that part.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Yeah, 98 pounds.
He lost 98 pounds.
98 pounds.
Wow. Well, I put it back on because we enjoyed last night. I took the girls. We finally found some time to enjoy the new K-pop Demon Hunters meals at McDonald's.
So I presume if you went at night, you can't have the breakfast at night.
No breakfast. We just did the Huntrix meal, which... Really, I told them, I'm like, you're going to love this. I don't think that they don't like eggs. My kids are weird. They don't like eggs.
More and more kids that I've run into,
really?
And I run into a lot of kids.
It's normal?
Don't seem to like eggs.
Why don't kids like
or
eggs
like,
anymore?
I like the white, not the yellow, or I
yes.
like the yellow, not the white.
Yes, there's parts of the egg. I don't,
yeah.
Kids. What are you
going to
do?
Embrace the egg. It's incredible and it's edible.
It is an incredible, and it's a great source of protein.
Yes, anyway.
Whatever. I can't say enough about eggs, but I'm not here to talk about eggs.
I'm here to talk about chicken, which weirdly is the same product. If you think about it.
Weird. No, I was
so how many, everybody got chicken nuggets?
Yeah, so my husband had to work and it was just us girls. We went through the drive-thru and we got the three Huntrix meals.
You got three of them.
Which, yes. So last time when we did a Taste It Tuesday, Ben got one meal and we split it three ways.
Yeah.
We did it. Three people each got our own meal.
It's a lot of chicken nuggets.
Dude, you have no idea because I also got the Derpy McFlurries.
Did you get three of them?
Yeah.
Wow. And the shaky fries.
Dude, it was so much food.
That's
and
a lot of food. And they're an adult Happy Meal, so it's a bigger portion.
Exactly. It was an adult meal. It was an adult meal. I was like, you know what? We probably could have done some splitsies. That was a lot of chicken. A lot of fries.
It's made for people who hunt demons. You gotta work it off when you're done.
Power up, ladies.
Time for the buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
A road closure to tell you about. Don't come at me, bro. This is the IBDOT.
I don't like these.
Weather permitting, I-380 northbound near mile marker 15. That's near the airport exit.
Okay.
But it's not the exit that's being closed. It's portions of the road, intermittent overnight closures, 20 minutes at a time. So I don't know if they're moving cones or what, and if they're just probably going to hold traffic, because there was no word of detouring or rerouting.
Really?
Yes. So I'm because it's going to happen
20 minutes at a time.
But 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., the trucker's not going to be happy.
Right.
But I think that's probably what's happening is you're going to come on a construction zone and there's going to be a person there with that stop sign.
And hopefully well marked, but they'll let you know ahead of time.
Yes. Yeah. So it happened last night into this morning already. That was night number one.
Okay.
It's going to happen again tonight into Wednesday morning. And it'll happen again Wednesday night into Thursday. Again, that's all weather pending, so we have some potential chance of some showers. But again, I-380 northbound, around mile marker 15, these 20-minute intermittent closures. It doesn't say when over the course of the evening, how many of them, but just know that's just a major construction project still in the Cedar Rapids area near the airport exit, and a lot of that work still continues. Some good news as pertains to Iowa graduation rates. They're up. Slightly. Numbers from the Iowa Department of Education shows the four-year rate for 2025 for graduation is 88.8%. That's up a half a percentage point. I'd be very curious to look up the year I graduated from high school, see where the state was. I'd be curious when you graduated from high school.
How much fluctuation
right now,
has been?
The new baseline is it's comparing it to pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic. Because again, that messed up a lot, right? The department says it's the highest grad rate in 5 years and the first since 2020 that it has exceeded pre-pandemic levels. The annual dropout rate for students grades 9 to 12 is 2.3%, which is down about 0.3% as compared to last year. Okay. So some good news in the world of education here in the state of Iowa. We joke that I do enjoy a good CBS Sunday morning.
Yes, it's not a joke. It's a truth.
It's a truth.
You watch it.
It's the human equivalent of a cup of coffee standing on your porch.
It's very adult of you.
It's adult. It gives you a little snapshot of the world. There's always some arts and culture. There's usually a little bit of geopolitical, so you kind of know what's going on in your world. And one of their reporters is a man named Steve Hartman. Steve Hartman has been with CBS for a long time. You may recognize his name because he just won an Oscar. In the documentary category.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a horribly sad story because he covers school shootings.
The bedrooms of the victims from...
And how they've been untouched. That's his story. Well, not for that story in particular, but just because he is a great storyteller for CBS. He runs something called On the Road, whether it's CBS Sunday Morning or just part of the CBS Evening News. He's 62 years old, and he is going to be recognized by Drake University later this month. He's going to receive the Robert D. and Billy Ray Pillar of Character Award. And the because you're right. You're like, what connection?
He didn't go to Drake. I was going to say, did he go as an undergrad?
Drake and Hartman at one point worked on a video series called Kindness 101. They basically hired him. They commissioned him to do some work for them.
Uh-huh.
Since then, that series has been used by more than 100,000 educators around the world. I don't know if that's in their education curriculum at Drake, but it is a video series that Drake and Hartman worked on together. And as they look at how successful that has been and how he has been, he is now receiving the Robert D. and Billy Ray Pillar of Character Award coming up on April the 17th as part of the Ray Center's All-Star Evening West Des Moines. So congratulations.
Love that.
CBS storyteller, one of the best, and that goes to Steve Hartman.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Offset was shot last night at Seminole Hard Rock Casino and Hotel in Florida. It occurred in the valet area around 7 p.m. His reps say that he's fine. He was in the hospital, listed in stable condition. He's being closely monitored. Two people were detained by police, but no word on the identities of those people or what their motive was for shooting Offset.
You had a story last week about a couple of rappers who went at it. Do we have, like, beef?
You mean Pooh Shiesty and Gucci?
Oh, yeah. I forgot their names. Thank
Gucci
you. Pooh Shiesty and Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if there is, whether it's within the hip-hop community or where, do we have some factions developing?
Beefs are developing?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. His Migos bandmate Takeoff was actually killed November of 2022. So I don't know what's going on. Hopefully we'll find out more when the authorities are ready to release that information. Stephen Colbert's time slot at CBS, The Late Show, the finale is May 21st, which is coming up so quickly. They finally announced what's going to happen to that time slot after Stephen Colbert says goodbye. They've got not one, but two new shows. Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen is taking over starting May 22nd.
So is it just a showcase of comedians?
It's Byron Allen. He's actually paying CBS for the time slot. And he also is paying for the following hour as well with a comedy game show that he developed called Funny You Should Ask.
Who is this?
Byron Allen.
Do you know him?
No.
I don't either. He's paying CBS?
He's paying them for the time slot. He said he created Comics Unleashed 20 years ago with his fellow comedians to have a platform to do what we all love, make people laugh. I truly appreciate CBS's confidence in picking up the two-hour time slot because it means the world.
Just give them a talk show. Like, if this is what they're giving me to promote it,
I know. I was
it's like, not good.
I don't know, you guys. I think
that's not good at all.
A weird move.
I get counter-programming.
It's you like have to have something.
We're not going to do a talking head and who's going to have a band person. Like, I understand you're doing something different.
I just can't believe he's paying them.
That makes, I've never heard of that before.
What?
Outside of buying time if you're like running for office.
I know.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
All right. Well, can't wait for that to start in late May.
Speaking of getting paid, that brings us to our Z-Sleaze.
Sports shorts. Sports shorts.
Thank you for making it official.
What's my sport?
Basketball. Specifically, women's basketball. Caitlin Clark getting a well-deserved salary bump this season. There is a brand new WNBA collective bargaining agreement for the upcoming season, and Caitlin Clark was earning $85,000 this past year from the Fever. Her salary got a significant bump.
Wait, was that annually or per game, or do you know?
For the year, annually.
$85,000 was her salary?
Yes, that was her salary.
You're joking.
I know. I'm like, but you know what? That's not bad for right out of college.
True,
for,
yes.
For just an entry-level job, yes. That's pretty good. But she's getting a pay bump. She's going to earn a salary of $528,000.
Lovely.
Which seems a little bit more on par. They're looking at bumping up all the minimum contracts across the board.
I saw that story.
For women's athletes in the WNBA. Minimum contracts above $300,000. The average salary is going to be in the range of $600,000 for these athletes.
Wow.
Which is huge. That's a huge pay bump. And that just all happened this past year. Aaliyah Boston's getting a pay raise. Angel Reese, they're all getting pay raises. Caitlin Clark and the Fever are going to kick off the 2026 season with their home opener against the Dallas Wings on May 9th. They're going to report to training camp on April 19th and then the first preseason game against the New York Liberty on April 25th.
Remember they had a preseason game at Carver Hockey last year?
Yeah.
That was pretty
that
cool.
That was really, you guys should maybe do that again.
Well, you do have to tip the hat and certainly, Caitlin Clark in the trailblazing category, but not the first one to lead people more towards women's athletics and certainly women's basketball. But the discrepancy in pay.
Oh, my
gosh.
Thank
God at least it got called out.
Huge discrepancy, and it's being righted. So well done, ladies. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You know, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this where I have to apologize for yesterday?
No, I want to make sure I did things correctly because we had a lunch together.
Well, let's start with this because I made it awkward. We had a last-minute lunch invitation with Workday Playlist Chad Taylor, which, by the way, I believe that's his full name.
I believe, yes.
And I work out Mondays at 2 o'clock, and I'm always two things. Like, I don't want a huge lunch, so I have to be let's go to a diner or something light. And then, like, it's got to be fast, right?
Right, and it's late in the day,
yes.
So...
So we just popped down the hill.
Choices.
I had a quick grilled cheese sandwich and some cottage cheese. A lot of protein, right?
Very good for a workout.
Now, I did not want to be full. So I ate half my sandwich and I'm looking at the clock like, I got to drive to Hiawatha to work out.
Right.
I have a standing appointment.
So I think you did the right thing.
Well, I did. The apology is I kind of tossed my basket at you and I said, hey, Claire, do you mind making sure my grilled cheese comes back to work? That I felt weird about that.
Right.
Because but then I handed you a 20.
You threw the 20 on the table and said, that ought to cover it. I got to go.
I presumed it was in your general vicinity.
And you said, if you could get the sandwich, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Put it in the work fridge. But if not, I understand.
So three people at lunch, a sandwich comes back, and there's 20 on the table. That is a portion of what I owe to the bill. And what I presumed was going to happen was the server was going to come back because we all had separate checks.
Mm-hmm.
I just presumed you would pick up the 20, you'd put both meals on your card, and then you and I would figure out the change.
And that would be
That was my plan.
Oh, okay, that was your plan.
That was what I thought was going to go down. But as you explained to me this morning, it did not happen that way.
It did not. We had agreed we were going to do separate checks, and the server asked what to do with yours. And before I could answer, Chad Taylor from the Workday Playlist said he wants you to keep it. Just keep it. That's a tip.
Chad Taylor, speaking on behalf of Dance and Eric Hansen, just gave the server $20
for a $10 sandwich.
For a grilled cheese sandwich, a side of cottage cheese, and an iced tea.
Now that.
I didn't even get a refill.
That was a tip.
I believe that's 100% tip. Is it not?
It is 100% tip.
$20.
Which got me double thinking my tipping.
Look, I'm generous. I'll pull out a 20% every once in a while.
Sure.
But Chad did not have the right.
100% tip.
To speak on my behalf and give all of it to the server.
He said it with such certainty, I believed that that is what you had said. That's what your wishes were.
I didn't say that. Those were not my intentions. I presumed, because we've all been in this situation before where you're splitting a bill.
Yeah.
That in the interest, like, so sorry, I got to run. I'm just going to leave a little money with one of you. I'm going to see you later so we can settle. The transaction, Claire, wasn't done until we face-to-face today.
I know.
But there's no transaction because Chad gave my money to the server.
Well, guy needed a tip. Luckily, your cash was there to provide.
Again, had you combined the bills, which I thought was just common sense, then you would have had tip for me and tip for you, and then you would have come back and said, out of all of the money, pay me back this.
Listen,
that's
man.
What I was expecting.
Listen, man, that's not how it went down, and I was pretty sure I misheard something or I didn't hear something.
I'm pretty sure you guys got that one wrong, and somebody owes me some change.
We owe you change? Chad and I owe you change?
Yes, you and Chad owe me change.
I don't know about that.
Okay, fine. Thursday, if Chad's available, Workday Playlist, you know where this is going.
I know it.
I want to take you to a radio court of law.
What?
I think you guys owe me change, and I will prove my case, and we will let the jury decide if you owe me change or not. How about that?
You're a generous tipper, Eric.
Not 100% tip, dude.
It happens. Sometimes it happens.
It should never happen. How did you not? We've worked together for so long. We have the same brain.
I thought that Chad heard something that I had not heard.
Yeah, just give it all to him. I just say where I
was privy to information I didn't have.
I just looked at you. I'm like, I got to run. Sorry, could you grab my sandwich, put it in the fridge?
I got the sandwich part.
This will cover it. Which means there's more than enough on the table. Bring the rest back.
Double covered it, Eric. Thank you so much.
No. If Chad's available, I will see you both at Jury in a Hurry coming up on Thursday morning.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
I was just looking over Fortune Themester's bio, 20 years plus in the biz. I think maybe notoriety about 2015. She did nearly 40 episodes of The Mindy Project.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
More recently, you have seen her on Netflix. In fact, her three most recent specials are Sweet and Salty, Good Fortune, and Crushing It. And Fortune Themester is bringing her, what's the name of the tour again?
Taking Care of Biscuits.
That's coming to Cedar Rapids.
It's going to be a really fun show, and we asked her to tell us all about it.
We're all doing what we do best.
Exactly. And what you do best is comedy. And this tour, you're just kind of getting started. What's some of the new material people can kind of expect? What's your process like?
What's your playlist?
What's your playlist?
Yeah. I actually do have a great playlist.
I
curate it before the show. Well, this tour is interesting because it actually started last year. And I normally go through a tour with no stops, about a year and a half to 2 years. But I've been filming for the last 6 months. So I took this weird kind of middle break to film these two different things. and now I'm back. And so it's kind of cool because this is usually the part of the tour I'm most exhausted. And I feel very reinvigorated. So you guys are going to be seeing the best version of me on tour. And the materials is really fun and silly. It's a lot of, like, nostalgia. In my Sweet and Salty special, I did a lot of childhood stories that people really resonated with. So it's got some of that again. And always stories about my mom. I talk a little bit about life currently. And it's just a fun night. If the title tells you anything, it's very silly.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm getting ready to ask the next question, and I had to think of something food related.
Right.
Now, I have to admit, I was asking a question selfishly. I was trying to get her to name some foods that we could try and taste at Tuesday.
That's what you were doing.
I was trying to bait her into, like, oh, we could use this down the road. But what we did not expect for this next answer was it got into a conversation about a show she did in Des Moines.
Yeah.
And it involved a bottle of Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, being from the South and touring, as much as you've done, Fortune, is there a particular cuisine or area of the country or the world that you've also fallen in love with, be it their culture or their food or beverage?
Oh, man. I mean, there are so many places that I love. I love Asian food, so Thailand, the food there was incredible. Probably one of my favorites. But, you know, you can never go wrong with, like, Italy. You just walk into any restaurant and the pasta is amazing. $10 and you get the best bowl of pasta of your life.
Yeah.
But as far as in the States, I mean, being a touring comic, the best part is I get to go to every state and order whatever they're known for. So I have tried every cuisine our country has to offer, and my belly has the proof of that.
That is a really cool opportunity. You've visited a lot of places that maybe people haven't been to, or, you know, around a lot more. Has there anything that's happened to you while on tour, while visiting places, that's made its way into your stand-up?
Like a story from the road?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always, like, some crazy story that happens. One of the most memorable ones was in my Good Fortune special. I got, you know, the Smirnoff Ice?
Yes.
Malt beverage.
Oh, we know well.
There's a thing called getting ice, which obviously has very different meaning currently, but at the time it was, you have to get on your knees and drink the Smirnoff Ice all in, like, one go. And that happened to me in Des Moines, and it made its way into my stand-up special about, like, getting bullied by the audience into doing this crazy thing.
Wow. Okay, way to go. Des Moines, Iowa, getting Fortune Famester to shotgun Smirnoff Ices.
I wanted to offer you sweet corn and some fresh muskmelon. I didn't know we could just get you to chug it. Smirnoff Ice in Cedar Rapids.
I know. Your state has left a big impression on me.
Who knew? Who knew we had a lasting impression like that?
It does track, especially when we follow our sports teams.
Yeah, makes sense.
Des Moines made her chug a Smirnoff Ice.
Did they make her, or was she just open to the opportunity?
Was there some willingness there
maybe
as
a little,
well?
And I can't believe it was a Smirnoff Ice and not a Busch Latte.
Very good point.
Right?
Yes,
that's
very good point.
That's a little surprising.
Looking forward to Fortune Feimster coming to Cedar Rapids. Her Taking Care of Biscuits tour Friday, June the 12th. See our events live is where you get those tickets for the Paramount Theater. I love that she gave us 12 minutes of her time. She was actually on a road trip going from Oklahoma to Arkansas.
Yeah, she's in the midst. She just launched her Taking Care of Biscuits tour before she makes her way all the way here. She's just a busy person because she is doing the stand-up comedy and taking that tour on the road, but she's also doing a lot of acting. Well, Fortune, you're busy. I mean, you've got the stand-up thing going on, but you've been doing a lot of acting. What kind of challenges you more? What's kind of your thing? Have you found something that you like more than the other?
I like them both pretty equally, but you'll definitely, like, get tired of the road at some point because it's very, you know, imagine, like, I'll have, like, a friend travel, like, one weekend, and they'll be like, oh, my God, I'm exhausted. I'm like, imagine doing that every weekend for 17 years. So sometimes it's nice to have a break from the road, and then it's cool to go into acting because then it's a whole different beast. And this last 6 months, I filmed the show with Will Ferrell that'll come out on Netflix this summer called The Hawk, where he's a golfer and I play his caddy.
I'm so excited.
So I'm really looking forward to that one. And then, you know, just being having a schedule and being at home in your old bed is really nice. And I went from that right into this crazy female comedy with Nikki Glaser, Kim Kardashian, and Brenda Song. So that'll be another big, crazy comedy to look forward to next year. But then, you know, I was, as much fun as I had doing those, I was excited to rap because then I got a couple weeks off and now I'm back on the road. I'm currently driving across our from Oklahoma to Arkansas. So that's road life for you.
Doing your thing.
So that Will Smith show is coming up this summer on Netflix. Or Will Ferrell, thank you. And then the Nikki Glaser project, do you think it's a TV show or do you think that's a movie?
I don't even know anything about that. I'd heard the Will Ferrell thing teased, but we'll find out more.
That's about halfway through the interview. We still have a lot more to get to as she was so kind to give us 12 minutes. She's well-versed on the smells of Cedar Rapids. We will get into that conversation. I also like to know, when you are running a schedule like that, where you're sleeping in a different bed every night, and it sounds like she's got projects and plates spinning all the time, how the heck does she keep her life scheduled?
Yes. How do you stay grounded in all of that? It's a lot.
We cover a lot of territory, and we will get into more of our conversation. Fortune Feebster coming to Cedar Rapids on June the 12th.
Get up! Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Getting ready to welcome Fortune Feimster to the stage at the Paramount Theater. Coming up on June 12th, she's bringing her Taking Care of Biscuits tour our way. You can get your tickets right now, fortunefeimster.com or artsiowa.com too.
That Taking Care of Biscuits being the theme, we got into food a couple of times. She was talking about, you know, world culture. She likes Asian food. She loves that you can go to Italy and for $10 get the best pasta ever. Then people in Des Moines made her chug a Smirnoff Ice. And then I felt like, well, we better be nice to her because she's coming to Cedar Rapids.
Yes, and we're Iowa nice, right?
We are Iowa nice. We're also, we have our own delegacy. We're home to Captain Crunch.
But I've never been to Cedar Rapids before. This is the first for me, so who knows what will come of this.
Well, we are best known, Captain Crunch, and yes. Crunchberry cereal is made in our town.
Get you a fresh box, Captain.
I heard that sometimes there's a whiff of the berry smell that goes through the town.
Yeah, you're right downtown, so hopefully that's the production schedule. You know what? We did a world record with them last year, the most people eating cereal, so we know the plant manager.
Oh,
maybe we'll get the production just as you're getting into town.
Shift the schedule for Fortune. Oh.
That's right, yes. A celebrity in town. Wow. Make more Captain Crunch.
Yeah, let's get that berry smell going.
Absolutely.
I presume she's staying at the Doubletree, right? That's right next door.
I would presume, yeah.
So just as long as it's the time and the wind.
But sometimes there's other smells that take over. So we just got to be very careful with wind direction and plant shift management.
Occasionally you'll get a little bit of when they make that brown sugar oatmeal.
That's a nice one.
That's
too.
A good smell.
That's
also
an underrated smell.
Yes.
We don't brag on that one enough.
That's true.
Crunchberry gets all the love, man.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But whenever we meet somebody who is on this level of fame and fortune, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of plates spinning. And I think that's something that we can all learn from because we're all busy at times, right? How do you manage all those things?
So we love when we get to talk to comedians and creatives and those that work in the entertainment industry. What keeps you focused, Fortune? You are busy so often. Do you have people that kind of keep you on task? Is that what works best? Or do you find that you're really good at kind of spinning a ton of plates all at the same time?
Yeah, I'm very self-motivated. I've been that way my whole life. Was always the overachiever in high school and college, just, you know, president of the student body and involved in school. And I just really like being busy and doing things. And that just sort of trickled into my career as well. So if anything, I'm the one that's getting everybody like going, like, what are we doing? What's happening? I'm thankfully good at time management. And I think I'm actually more productive when I'm doing more. When I have a time off, nobody can waste time and be a bum on the couch better than me.
There's different gears, right?
Right. Well, yeah, you got to have that work-life balance, which is something I'm still trying to figure out. It's definitely a lot more work than
chilling, but as I'm, you know, getting more comfortable in my career and not having to grind to get the job as hard as I used to, it allows for a little bit more time to rest between projects.
Can I ask, too, is that little white ball of lovely on your promotional photo, is that part of that work-life balance?
That's my dog, Biggie. He's an adorable little Pomeranian. I definitely try to spend time with him when I can. Unfortunately, my wife and I split, so he's been with her a lot more, and I get to see him soon. He used to be a part of my all day, every day, and now I just get to have him in spurts, but I cherish that time when I get it.
Sweet, we're dog people.
Yeah, we totally get it. We did. Those cuddles and kisses are the best.
He is so insanely cute. It's ridiculous.
That's on a promotional photo for the concert. She's kind of walking the dog.
Yeah, and she's taking care of Biscuit.
That dog is adorable.
So cute.
So adorable.
But we already talked to her about, she's got a lot of stuff coming up this summer, even next year. Projects are all planned out. But what about past those? What's going to happen for Fortune in the future? What does she want out of this career?
Wait, are you reading Fortune's Fortune?
Fortune's Fortune. What's next for you? What's kind of like the goal out there? Is there something like that's on your list that you haven't tackled yet that you want to do?
I would say at this point, the thing I haven't gotten to do yet that's really a bucket list is to make a movie that I've written myself.
Ooh.
I've been writing movies and TV shows for many, many years, and I've sold a number of them, but they've never made it to an audience. It always either gets bought and I don't get to shoot it, or we shoot it and then it doesn't get picked up. So I have a couple of movies that have been circulating around the industry for a bit, and it would be my absolute dream to get one of those made, just so I could see a project from the ground up. That is definitely what I'm hoping is next.
Well, don't stop whatever you're doing. We are so looking forward to you coming to Cedar Rapids Friday, June the 12th at the Paramount Theater, taking care of Biscuits with Fortune Feimster. Anything any of the Cedar Rapids or the Iowa audience needs to know before they buy your ticket, or just go buy a bunch of tickets?
Just buy tickets. You guys, we all need the levity right now more than ever. And it's so hard to have a communal laughing experience. No one's putting comedies in movie theaters anymore. So this is it. This is the place to go if you want to feel good and have a great night. And we'll definitely do a lot of laughing together.
Absolutely. Tickets available right now, fortunefeimster.com or artsiowa.com. Fortune, thank you so much for spending a little time with the Morning Scramble.
Heck yeah. Thank you guys for talking with me.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.